The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is responsible for advancing Jamaica's foreign policy, the management of the country's international relations, and the promotion of its interests overseas. Portfolio Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the work of the ministry and its achievements over the past 10 months.
At the very heart of it is the use of our international relations, so at the bilateral, regional, and multilateral levels, to foster national development. So for us, the priority now is to use those very relationships to ensure that we support the economic growth agenda in order to improve the lives of Jamaicans. But one of the achievements of which we're most proud over the last 10 months is certainly our selection as a pathfinder country in the Global Partnership to End Violence Against Children. That is a program situated within the UN, which provides us with opportunities for funding that we might not otherwise have access to as a middle-income country, and allows us to implement best practices with an aim of eradicating violence against children. We're the only Caribbean country selected as a pathfinder. So it's an extremely important opportunity for us, and we'll be coordinating with the Ministries of Education, Youth and Information, National Security, Health, Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, and Labour, Social Security as core ministries, and then also bringing in others where necessary to ensure that we identify the gaps within the programs that support children and that reduce violence, and that we work together with civil society to ensure that we protect our children. Similarly, we entered into a new cooperation agreement with the Kingdom of Morocco, and that entitles us for up to 100 scholarships annually. 35 of them will be professional, and the others will range between pre- and post-grad degrees and some short courses as well. And the good thing about this is that they're giving us the opportunity to align with national development goals to select where we want the scholarships to lie. So we're working on that with the Ministry of Education now, agricultural technology as well. They have great expertise in terms of soil and soil technology, and you know we have issues here with our soil, and that affects productivity. And if agriculture is going to be part of the growth strategy, we need to get the soil right. It's the heart of it, right? So that is another achievement which we feel will impact people directly and impact the growth agenda directly. Similarly, we've created a new binational commission with Panama. I signed that agreement on a visit with the Prime Minister to Panama to mark the opening of the expanded Panama Canal. And that is going to create opportunities for us to cooperate in respect of trade, youth development exchange, and logistics as our starting aim. And we expect to start the work of that commission within the first 6 months of this year. Similarly, I went to Mexico, where we also entered into a taxation agreement, sharing of information and other technical matters, but also signed off on the plan of cooperation for the year ahead, which is allowing for technical training for us in preservation of cultural heritage. They have huge expertise in that, and we think it's important for us to get a hold of that. We've lost too much history already. Jamaica has too many firsts and too many amazing achievements as being first in the Western Hemisphere. We've not paid enough attention to preserving every aspect of our culture, so we're going to learn from them. And similarly, training of our craft vendors, because to improve their competitiveness, their product, and allow for more inclusive growth in tourism. That, again, is something that's going to have direct impact on people.
Minister, finally and briefly, consular services. One of the things that Jamaicans want to know when they're overseas is that they can get proper representation by their government. What are you
doing? One of the things which I accomplished last year was to get cabinet approval of the preparation of a national consular policy. And that is a priority for the year ahead, completion of that policy. It is going to improve and standardize the delivery of service across our missions and by our honorary consuls as well, where in the jurisdictions where they represent. And I think this is going to not only help staff in the delivery of service, but it's also going to help them by our community having a better understanding of expectations. It'll be online, it'll be available on the ministry website and on Facebook, and all the missions must have it available as well, so that you don't have to know somebody in order to how to get the right service. Everybody must understand what kind of service you should expect, what services we can provide, because remember, we are still overseas and we can't do everything, and we do work with resource constraints. But I think sharing information and standardizing service will take us a far way to meeting the needs of our people overseas.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.